Ballin' KC in honor of the Kansas City Kings. Red and yellow, red and yellow, red and yellow.
KC is my Stephanie at the time.
Red and yellow, red and yellow, red and yellow, red and yellow. And if you cut me, I would probably bleed. Red and yellow, red and yellow, red and yellow, red and yellow.
This is why I love the text line, 913-586-7610. You guys come up with stuff. We all kind of brainstorm together, and then you guys like knock it out of the park.
Right.
Cannabets was a perfect example.
Cannabets was fantastic.
When you guys came up with the Cannabets name, fantastic. They've nailed this one, too.
Yep, they really have.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Oktoberfest, that's a winner. Well done.
Yeah, that is fantastically wonderful.
You
I
go
love
to
it.
Oktoberfest?
Yeah, so now we have to have this party in October. We can't do it in May.
Yeah, I know.
Can we just do it in May and call it Tobefest? You know, we can just call it Tobefest and have it in May. People are looking for an event in May. The weather's starting to get warm. People want to get outside.
I think you can have Oktoberfest during OTAs or something. I think we could do that.
Yeah, we could probably still call it Oktoberfest in May.
I think so.
Halfway to Oktoberfest.
We could do halfway to Oktoberfest. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. We could do that. But we're doing a party for Dave Tobe just to celebrate Dave Tobe. It's going to be a cult following. Who's in? Mm. People want to go to this.
He is so knowledgeable on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
I love his weekly gathering with the media.
Right.
And then Danan talks to him for the broadcast on Sunday. Danan's the only one that understands him. You know what I mean? Like, he and Danan speak the same language.
Correct.
When it comes to special teams. Of course, Danan played special teams quite a bit in the NFL. So they have an understanding. Nobody else gets it.
Nobody else gets it.
It's its own little world. It's its own wording.
Mm-hmm.
Don't discount. He knows everything, but it's they got their own lingo. It's their own language, and it's very weird.
It is, and they talk to each other, and all of us are on the outside going, I don't really know what to do. But you smile, and you're like, okay, this is interesting.
Somehow we got to Tobe in college.
Right.
And what we thought Tobe would be in college, and we just thought he's keg standing.
Yep.
He's
got the helmet with two beers in the side and a straw, and he's drinking, and he's running around the house.
He's sliding down the stairs into a pool of jello or pudding or whatever.
Right.
Knocking over the pyramid of stacked up cans.
Yeah. He's doing it all. He's Tobe.
He is, yeah. Every so beer that he drinks, he's using like super glue and sticking it on the wall.
So we've combined these things, and I think we've nailed Oktoberfest.
Yeah, Oktoberfest is a very good name.
Sometimes you just land on a name and it's it.
Yeah. But I mean, it really did. It started with Tobe. Tobe.
Really good.
And you can wear a toba to this thing, which is a toga, or you can dress as an 80s, gym teacher, right? And you get a shirt with that lettering that's ironed on that says coach. You got a whistle with the plastic covering so you don't jam your teeth. You're wearing a stopwatch around your neck as well. You're wearing the 80s bike shorts. You know, do you have that picture by chance of Andy Reid and Dave Tobe from UTEP back in the day? If you do, tweet that thing out. Let everybody know exactly what we're talking about when it comes to the socks pulled up high with the stripes around the side.
The tube socks with the old AstroTurf shoes. Remember those were a big thing in the 80s, the white shoes with the Astroturf, the bottoms. Yeah,
the bottoms with the little tiny spikes.
Yes.
Yeah, they were Rydell, I think, was the name of those. Yeah.
Somebody says you
can call it Maytobafest. I kind of like that too. Maytobafest, but Oktoberfest really does work well.
UTEP tweeted it out. This is a 2017 tweet from UTEP. I'll go ahead and retweet that.
Okay, good. Hit that with a retweet. It's him and Andy Reid on a bad artificial field wearing just glorious 1980s coaches gear.
This is how we've evolved today into our discussion of what's now known forever as, I gotta spell it right,
Oktoberfest. O-C, capital T-O-U-B, all caps, A-F-E-S-T, Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Send.
Send.
There you go.
Yeah. So whoever's monitoring up there in, there it is. There it is. Oh,
it's good.
Andy's shorts may be better.
Yeah. Andy's shorts are shorter.
Yeah. This is glorious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Yeah. It's pretty great.
It is fantastic.
It's pretty great.
So it kind of just started with, you know, just talking about the special teams and listening to the cliches. But I think this is going to be a cult following. I got a text from a friend earlier that said, why don't we have like a drunk tricycle race around Arrowhead? That kind of fits in for it, too, because we were talking about doing, you know, special teams drills while drinking.
Mm. Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. May have a couple mistypes in there, but it was on the fly. So
yeah, that's right.
We don't have that edit button yet. Mitch Holta's voice of the Chiefs dropped by the show earlier, as he does each and every Friday at 7:30. And he had a comparison.
He's in an Oktoberfest.
Yeah, he is. He did say he was in. He's got a comparison. 2022 Bucks are
the 2015 Denver Broncos. Again, if you look at them from an empirical standpoint and just take that research and look at it's the 2015 Broncos. This is the bright lights of Tom Brady shine so bright that it overshadows the NFL's best defense. And when you look at this Bucs offense, it is less than impressive to this point. Now, they're missing dudes. They missed Evans last week. I know Godwin's been out. I hear all that. But still, this is the great Tom Brady, who has his lowest completion percentage of his career, 23-year career, on passes of 10 or more air yards. Who does that sound like in 2015?
Peyton.
And he has the lowest, yes, and the lowest yards per passing in a game since 2006. This is a team that lives up a flesh-eating defense, much like the 2015 Broncos, and yet very few people talk about him because of the bright lights of Tom Brady.
Interesting comparison.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
The problem for me is, you know what I think of when I think of Peyton Manning Broncos?
Yeah, 1.7 seconds to get it out.
Yes, yes, yes.
1.21 gigawatts,
drop,
right?
Drop, throw, yeah. drop, throw. And no one can get to him.
And Tom being so frustrated.
And we're frustrated as all get out because he can't get the quarterback.
Right, it was awful. That's one of those games, Josh, that you and I were at that game. But it's one of those games that will always live in your mind, right? Like, certain games you forget about and you just move on from and you, oh, yeah, I maybe remember that Jacksonville, whatever. That's one of those games that I will distinctly remember every effing detail that went in because it was so painful to watch.
Peyton was old. Peyton was not completing like he used to. He doesn't move anymore.
But they got the ball out of his hand.
Oh, man, this is when that defensive line feast. Get after Peyton Manning, and they couldn't touch him.
So in a situation like that, if they have that situation this weekend with Tom Brady, why even blitz? Just take the whole defensive line and put it back. Don't even rush the quarterback. You're not getting it to him. So put four more guys back in the coverage, right?
Theoretically, yeah, that works that way. No, I think you still got to try to heat him up. But also, I mean, this defense might be better than that one.
Right.
This Bucs defense is scary.
It's nuts. 9 points a game, 13 punch-outs, is whatever Mitch was talking about earlier,
17
right?
punch-outs in 3 weeks, in addition to leading the league in takeaways now.
Yeah, awful.
That's a little bit scary. A little bit scary. We're going to talk much more on the roundtable coming up in just a few minutes. Sean Barber, forever Chiefs linebacker, is going to join us, and Jason Nivens from 98.9 The Rock going to drop by for the roundtable coming up in just a few. Who's asking for this? Do you see that there's going to be an adult Happy Meal?
Yeah, why do we need this? I'm trying to eliminate clutter in my house. I don't need another toy.
If you're a parent, especially, and you've had these dumb Happy Meal toys around your house.
The only good ones were the glasses back in the day that you could reuse.
Yeah, yeah. They don't even do that anymore.
They're
stupid little, and they're everywhere. I don't know how many of those things I've thrown away.
Oh, I throw stuff away. People don't even know it's gone.
It's like, oh, no, I have to have the latest thing.
Mm-mm.
No, you need to eat your meal. And if I can trick you to eat your meal and it requires a toy, I've done it. Okay? Mm-hmm. We've all done it, right? But now they're going to have an adult Happy Meal.
We're getting so weird as a society.
Apparently, it's called the Cactus Plant Flea Market Box. It's a lot of words. It's just an adult Happy Meal. But it's based on a fashion brand. It's apparently collaborating with McDonald's on the promotion. You can get it in October.
Oktoberfest?
During Oktoberfest.
October?
October 3rd is when it's going to go out.
And be running right down.
You choose between a Big Mac or 10-piece Chicken McNuggets. Also comes with the fries and drink. And then it's got some creepy-looking toys.
Why do I need the toys? I'm an adult. Like, adults who color, you're weird.
The boxes will pack in one of four figurines. They appear to be artsy takes, according to CNET.com. Three of the four appear to be artsy takes on the classic McDonald's characters, Grimace, Hamburglar, and Birdie the Early Bird. while the fourth is a yellow guy sporting a McDonald's shirt called Cactus Buddy.
What about the king?
This is stupid. Just buy a Big Mac combo and call it good. You don't need a toy.
Can I just say
it's not
going
to bring you
Josh,
back your childhood. It's going to bring you to your adulthood where you're like, I want to get rid of every one of those stupid toys from
to
my house.
I need to get rid of this stuff. We have evolved into a nation of Miss Lippies.
Paste eaters? Where
we're all smearing paste on our face and everything's wonderful. What is going on?
Yeah, I don't need this one. I'm out. Out. In or out? Out.
Yeah.
Out on that one. All right. Our roundtable coming up. Sean Barber and Jason Niven's going to join us for the Kansas Lottery Roundtable.
Does the bus run this early to get Niven's here?
This is quite, I did see him here.
He
caught the early line. He'll join us next.
Festo in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Please listen to our friend and all-pro defensive tackle, Chris Jones.
Wake up with Festo in the Morning, starting at 6 on 610 Sports Radio.
And always live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome. We have been expecting you. Please, Don Fesco and Don Klingler insist that you have a seat. It's the 9 o'clock hour on a Friday. I have an offer you can't refuse. We need to discuss some family business around the NFL and much, much more. Welcome to the round table on Fesco in the Morning.
Guy scares me because I still don't know when to jump in, and I don't want to look the guy in the eyes.
No, you can't do that. You can't.
Don Football, whatever we're calling
it.
I
think it's Don Quixote.
Okay. He was the windmill guy, right?
Oh, that's right, yes.
It is the round table brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Forever Chiefs linebacker Sean Barber is in with us today, and Jason Nivens of 98.9 The Rock. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
I like it.
You kind of sounded a little like disappointed I was over here because I felt like I heard some very enthusiastic Sean's here.
Oh,
like,
no,
all right.
No,
and I was
no,
like,
no.
And from 98.9 The Rock.
Not at all.
Jason
we were just
Nivens.
Worried the bus wasn't going to be running this early, and you got here.
We bought a second car recently.
Look at you.
I mean, I don't know how we're making the payments, but you know,
hey, you got the car
we're
though. Yeah, that's it. Up to the bank to come find it.
Yeah. Figure out how to make the payments. Come on,
you got it good, man. Good for you. All right, good for you. Congratulations.
You're living the high life now. Yeah.
Hey, man, hold on. Y'all are way too bright eyed and bushy tailed for this round table right now.
Let me tell you what. I wake up every morning to some sort of chaos in my house. First, it was at 4 o'clock in the morning. My son yelling that he wanted to take a bath because he was itchy. And I was like, it's too early for this.
4 a.m. itchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got the oldest off to school on her bus, came back, took another nap, and then woke up again to some sort of brown substance on the floor. It could have been a cat. Furball could have been a dog squirt. We don't know. So every morning I wake up and there's some sort of chaos happening, and this is my safe place up here at Odyssey, Kansas City. This is where I come for peace and quiet.
I
play Metallica and Guns N' Roses down the hall, and we talk sports over here.
Well, I mean, when you have a bunch of kids, especially at a young age, people are like, you know, how do you get your sanity? I go to work.
Yeah.
But also, Sean, this is our last hour of the day. We're churning by this time.
That ice is going to be hitting the glass here pretty soon.
The home stretch. I got you, bro.
Yeah, we are in the home stretch. So this is a big weekend, guys. And Sean, I want to start with you because you obviously played this game before. If you're sitting in the opposing locker room and Shaquille Barrett's making comments that the offensive line stinks and is laughing at you, what's the response this week?
No, man, it's just noted. That's mental note. We know that you had some extra stuff to say, some extra words of encouragement.
is there a billboard or digital billboard? Is there just a mental billboard?
Yeah, it's mental now. I mean, okay. Now there's social media and all that kind of stuff.
Sure, right.
You can just, you know, pull up anybody's name and see a whole laundry list of things that came out their mouth that they probably shouldn't have said.
Right,
right.
Help motivate you. And especially like late in the game, right? It's, you know, start of the game, kickoff, everybody's excited. Hey, we got to finish off the half, third quarter, come out with a, you know, adjusted game plan. Let's get after them. But, man, like, you know, I don't know if anybody saw that game last week with the Bills and the Dolphins. I mean, 90 plays of that kind of heat, those guys were falling like flies, right?
Right.
if they had a little bit of extra motivation, a couple of, you know, Shaq Barrett comments to like,
push hey, it through.
Remember this guy said this about us. Remember this guy said this. I mean, that might have got, yeah, that might have got him through that fourth quarter. Feeling a little bit better.
So it's not something you guys like you know, champion all week long. Screw this guy.
I mean, listen, if I was Shaq Barrett, I'd be saying the same thing about him. Like, it's some of it is this self motivation. You're trying to trick yourself to think, hey, instead of us worrying about how our offense can't put up any points, let's just talk about ourselves, about how great we are and what we're going to do, and let's like self profit it into happening. We know we got to make big plays and get turnovers and pick sixes and sack fumbles because we need that to win because our offense can barely get first down. So I think the other way to look at it is he's just trying to find a way to kind of mind trick his own defense to be great.
I mean, Josh, you're on the sidelines. Can't you just have like a little pad over there?
guys, remember this? This was on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just say it really loud. Yeah. Just read it.
Read it verbatim.
Stand and read it really loud.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, you should. When they go, Josh, go down to the field. What's going on? Well, you know, on Tuesday, Shaq Barrett said the offense line sucks. Yeah.
Wiley, did you hear that?
Yeah. Why are you yelling, Josh? Well, I just want to make sure they hear that stuff on the sideline.
Make sure
right?
that offensive line heard me. But this is a huge challenge, Sean, for this offensive line. I mean, this is a defense that can get after people.
Yeah, I mean, I think you look forward to this kind of challenge. We talk about it. We listen to Andy, obviously. We heard the British guy talk about the quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And we listen to all the EB. And
it was a lady. It was a lady, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a guy.
No, that's a woman.
It's a woman.
I've wondered the same thing.
It's
so,
a
woman.
Oh, my bad.
It's the British lady.
So it's the accent. You can't quite tell.
I thought it was Fesco.
No.
What?
What?
No.
Put the curtain back.
That was a British woman.
I don't speak with an accent.
Oh, my bad. The British woman comes in every day and listens to those coaches' quotes. But most coaches always say, hey, man, we look forward. We want to play the best. We don't really like when you play a team and they're missing a bunch of players and players are hurt and all that. Because, like, we want to go out and play your best to make us play our best, to challenge us to see exactly where we are. So we want a little bit of failure. We want to have some plays not work, and we got to go back to work and get those things. We want some plays where you challenging us one-on-one, man-to-man, high point the ball. I got to make a play. Why that play didn't work. So we have something to keep pushing us forward to being greater and greater all the way to the end of the year. And if that is done week by week and it forces you to play your best ball each week, you're ready for the playoffs.
Right.
The other way of looking at it is, man, you cruise through the season playing subpar teams mm-hmm. and not having to play your best, and then you hit the playoffs, and sometimes you have to ramp it up way, you know, level 15 in order just to try to make it through week one. I mean, I don't know if that's the best scenario going forward, so I think the way the NFL is, I mean, I love the parity. I love the fact that a team with no wins with the Vegas Raiders is going against a Broncos team, and I really think the Raiders are a better team than the Broncos, barring their record.
I feel like the last couple of years when I would talk with friends and whatnot about the Chiefs' schedule, so many of them would be like, oh, this schedule's so hard. And I would think to myself kind of like that, like, good. If we truly believe in our hearts of heart that this is the best team in the NFL and we have the best quarterback on the planet, then bring them on. Mm-hmm. Bring every single one of them on, because then all you're going to do is presumably have success, barring certain games here and there, and get you into a position to be in the playoffs to go back to the Super Bowl again and hopefully win.
You've seen it all by then.
Yeah
you really have. Yeah. And the problem, though, that we have now, though, is we've become so spoiled that they lose a game like they did against, you know, Indianapolis, and everybody thinks the world is freaking ending.
We don't handle losses still well.
Had it not been for a Chris Jones play at the end, you know, running his mouth like that, we were talking about what a great win that is because they overcame so much adversity.
But that's the point right there. They overcame so much adversity, and I don't know if you can hang your hat on one situation. Yes, that situation with Chris Jones was definitely sour, and especially being a person at a friend's house watching the game going, oh, man.
Like,
we had the ball. Like, it was ours to win.
Right.
You know, but then you take into account the special teams play that obviously that was the big talk of the town, and then the offense just not seeming to click. And I was thinking about this on the way in, Sean. I wanted to ask you about it. As a team, when that happens, when those hiccups start to happen, the collective conscience, like, what happens there? Does everyone – I think it's, you see one of two things. Everyone pulls together and they find their way out of it, or it just seems one error after another, after another, after another.
It's kind of snowballed, and that's what it did on Sunday.
That's what it seemed like, right?
I think all the confidence in Kansas City is always on the coaching. And we know we have the personnel that's capable of executing the plays, and we know we have a coach that's able to always turn the page to something that can answer whatever you're doing defensively. It's just a matter of how long it takes us to recognize what you're doing defensively and then how long it takes us to adjust the offensive sets. And then you have to think about, do you really want to, like, flush a whole week's work just because a team decides to go from a one-high look to a two-high shell, or somebody's just doing something you wasn't prepared for? Do you really want to just, like, totally forget about what we practice, or are you still in the mindset of, man, we're constantly working on something that's bigger than whatever is being done this one week? And I think that's the way the Kansas City Chiefs offense and defense and special teams have always been built since Andy's been here. They're working towards something a lot bigger than even any one week can determine. And so sometimes you just, man, we just didn't coach it up. We didn't scheme it up the right way this week. If we can still get a win, we do, but we're not going to, like, we're not going to sabotage the entire mission, which is winning championships, being playoff ready at the end of the season, in order to just try to win this one win in the middle of the season, when that adjustment might throw two or three guys totally off the path they need to be on to be great. So, and I mean, everybody ain't built for that. Everybody's fandom ain't built for that, because they just – I mean, you might be laying some bets on that, you know, DraftKings or FanDuel or whatever you're doing.
BetMGM, thanks.
Yeah, my bad. I forget what show I'm on. I know every show
got
his own.
He's got BetMGM. We got it all.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. That's where it's bad.
No, I think that's an interesting way to look at it, and one that I never really thought of. Like, everything we're doing today is a piece of a puzzle that's going to lead us to February. And if we don't put this piece of puzzle in and you know, we don't get to this, then it could affect the long-term plan. That's kind of a different way to approach it, but the way you probably should approach it when you're a team that has Super Bowl aspirations every year.
Yeah, and every team ain't, like, again, the personnel that we have here in Kansas City isn't the same that the Jets have, or some teams are struggling. They just need to get wins so they can keep their jobs.
Right.
So if you're a coaching staff and you're like, hey, man, the seat is hot right now, I can't worry about weeks 15, 16, 17, 18. I need to worry about week 4 getting a win to make sure that I'm not showing the door before we get to week 10. And you got to do some things just to win. And you understand it from a philosophy standpoint, I might be creating a lot of gray area for my athletes. But we just got to do it to win right now. And we haven't been in that scenario in a few years. And I like the fact that our, you know, offense, defense, and special teams just continues to row the boat. Everybody's on the same path. From a coordinating standpoint, it's such bigger fish to fish for. We're fishing for, like, the whopper in the lake, and we're not worried about the little minnows and little guppies and stuff. Everybody else is filling their boat up with these little fish, but we looking for that big one. We want that one that comes at the end. And I like the fact that we're willing to just work on what we need to work on week in and week out to get to that end point.
Forever Chiefs linebacker Sean Barber, of course a Chiefs ambassador now as well, in studio with us, and Jason Nivens of 98.9 The Rock. The biggest story of the week. Was it a story? We'll discuss EB next.
Fesco in the Morning, where Kling has no time for your BS.
How many meetings do you have to go to as the athletic director at Nebraska before you land on the one that deals with helium quantities on campus?
Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Break's over. And now that that's taken care of and you've shown your appreciation, let's conclude the family business. Now, let's get back in to the round table.
It is the round table brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Sean Barber and Jason Nivens in studio with us. Sean, of course, forever Chiefs linebacker. Jason Nivens of 98.9 The Rock in studio with us. And Sean, I want to start first with you. I feels like there's no gray area on Patrick EB. Either you believe there's a problem or there's absolutely no problem. Where do you stand?
No, I mean, I know about competition. I know about competitive juices, and they get to flowing. You get in some heated discussions from player to player, player to coach, player to fan. I mean, everybody's out there trying to. I mean, the discussions.
Looking at you, Fesco.
So I think all the discussions are heated. I mean, you have different opinions of how to move the ball. So everybody wants to run the ball. Somebody wants to pass. Somebody would believe, you know, I'm a guy, when you have the lead and you have the ball and you have ability to go into half and get the ball back, you don't risk it.
Okay.
I got a high school son that plays with Blue Valley North a couple weeks ago. It was 7-7 ball game, 3 minutes left. They had the ball It was a team Aquinas.
3 minutes left in the half.
St. Thomas Aquinas, my old stomping ground.
Yeah, they was about to go. It was going against. Somehow it was 7-7 with 3 minutes left. They were supposed to be down by 21 points. So Auburn's like, man, we need to just run this ball out and get the halftime, make an adjustment. We get the ball back in the second half. Quarterback threw a pick six. The next drive, fumble. They got the ball, scored.
Score.
They scored again. So, yes, they went in the halftime 28-7 down.
With 3 minutes to go, they gave up that many scores?
I just saved the plays.
Holy
pick six, fumble.
I'm just
check out?
No, I'm just stunned by it. Like, oh, my God.
So again, real life, like, it ain't always best to try to go score when you have control of it, the scenario. You really want to control the scenario. And I think that's where that aggressiveness from Patrick is, to always be in the score. I mean, like you say, he wants to always rip your throat out.
Right.
EB said he's a competitive prick. Like, that explains his drive, and that makes him great. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to mess with that. But you have a head coach and an EB in the room that says, all right, we're gonna kneel on it for the half.
Now, I will say.
Wow. I'm still stunned, but I know 3 minutes in a high school game is a long time.
Yeah,
but
yeah. And it can go south fast. But I will say, no offense to your high school, they don't have a kid that can fling it like 70 yards.
You don't know
See,
that.
But I would also not mind if we went, just throw it to the end zone. Just throw it up there, and maybe the worst that can happen, someone picks it off in the end zone. What's the harm in that if you have Patrick Mahomes?
See, when you're 0-3 and you know, offense ain't really been doing good, and defense been giving up a lot of points, you look at 7-7, you think that, man, that's good. We're in a good place right now. You look at what the other scores were going into halftime and say, hey, man, we're good right here. But again, everybody, like you said, from a competitiveness, their coach probably said, hey, we played a good half so far. Let's chance it.
But that's why, like, guys like us, like, we grew up playing Tecmo and, you know, Madden.
Throw it deep, right?
NFL Blitz. And so we're like, powers. Just chuck it and see what happens, you know? Like, or, you do Tecmo and you're Bo Jackson, do that one little outside sweep, and you're going to score and just run around in circles and run the clock out.
There's plenty of time. There's always plenty of time.
But also, too, like we just happened to catch this interaction between EB and Mahomes, which was caught on camera and all that. How many times does that not happen on the sidelines, but then in the tunnel or back in the locker room, and you don't see it? And I think to his point, you like they're all intense, they're all trying to win, they have a very tight knit relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know about you guys, but there's been a lot of like back and forth with my wife and I that if you had video of it, be like, look at these two fighting. Like, you know,
it's like you and your boss fighting here in Odyssey. We see it all the time. We're like, what's going on? It's just guys being guys. It's not a big deal. At the end of the day, you're all working for the same goal.
But I think the thing that's more interesting about all this, that's kind of quietly under the radar, is that Nagy's back, right?
Yeah, right.
So like that to me is like an interesting sort of perspective, because he left, went on to coach the Bears, and then left that, and now is back here. To me, that's the one that's like, huh, like, that makes that to me speaks more than just the sideline sort of squabble that we saw.
But if there was a real problem, they wouldn't have invited Bieniemy back for this season. And it took a while for him to get that deal figured out, to come back here to Kansas City to be a coach. If it was a bad deal and it was an unsolvable situation, Andy Reid wouldn't have brought him back into the fold as a coach. They would have let his contract expire and say, see you later, you know?
Yeah, I think it's just when a situation like that arises, especially after we lose a game. Like, if we would have won that game, I think it's just a blip of conversation.
Right. Well, we're talking about it after the Cincinnati playoff game and after the Colts game, two games in which they lost. Everybody's saying, oh, these two don't get along. But when they go out there and put up 44 against Arizona, nobody's mentioning
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And I think that's the thing.
Look at their fiery personalities. Yeah, right. That's what gets us down to death success. Yeah. You lost, you're like, that's because they have fiery personalities and they don't get along with each other.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Let me go back to us not handling loss as well, Sean. It's really what it is.
Iron sharpens irons no matter what the product is. When you got two highly competitive people, it's going to be some sparks flaring.
Sure.
It's going to be like, that's just the nature of getting.
And it's not a bad thing either, right?
No, it's never a bad thing.
I mean, they're going to work it out, right? I mean, they're going to figure it out, presumably, and showcase that on Sunday.
I like the checks and balances that you can have in personalities and ideas and what have you. I think that can be very, very productive.
How about Andy just subtly walking in there? All right, come on, let's go. like the perfect timing,
like, just get in the locker room.
There's always
let's
that
go.
One guy with the Jedi powers that just like, move along, Patrick.
Right.
He's like, okay.
They just moved along and it
come
was
on,
over.
EB. Seven things. Okay, yes. That to me, I was like, that's he. So that tells me he's still got a hold of his team. There's nothing there to be concerned about. Like,
nothing just, at all. Yeah. I just think we
this is not the fight you're looking for.
But it's been a great soap opera all week. I mean, I was just looking up on the TV. They were just talking about the situation involving Eric Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes, and like because everybody loves to talk about it. It's an American phenomenon
because we love drama,
right? Exactly.
We love drama. That's like
that's what TNT told us, and we do.
How many years they've been telling us?
They were first. Yeah. I guess. TNT knows drama.
TNT knows drama.
We love drama. TNT. No, absolutely.
What do you think is going to go down Sunday, Sean?
Man, I think we're going to win the game. Let's start off with that. How we win it, I think it has a lot to do with maybe some off-the-field stuff. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't know how the Tampa team stays focused on the game
with
so much going on. I don't think we ever really put it in proper perspective of how, as an environment, as a city, I mean, Tampa – you know, the surrounding area just dealt with a national disaster come through. You got family, you got friends, you got businesses that are dealing with flooding and lights being not put, like all of those kind of things. You have to, on a daily basis, put it on the shelf just to go practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then once practice is over, all that problems and all that drama comes back into your life. And these athletes are being asked to like turn the switch on Sunday and then turn it off. Be a normal person all week long, and then back on Sunday, be able to just isolate that football drama and the competitiveness, everything focused on football. It just doesn't happen that way. So, you know, I feel for guys because sometimes that human aspect doesn't get allowed to be talked about, and they expect those guys just go out there and be robots, and they're not. They're humans. And so I think that we have the edge because our guys have been kind of not exposed to that. We don't have family, much family down there as – the guys at Tampa probably do. So I think we have that edge. I think we have the coaching edge. I think we have the edge at quarterback, even though we're going against the GOAT. Wide receivers is probably a push with, you know, going back and forth. Defensively, I know we talk about how great their defense is, but I like a young, aggressive, the way we're playing right now. Obviously, I like the scheme that Spags plays. I played in that scheme a few years, and it's a really good scheme. It's very aggressive. It makes it's great for playmakers, and I think we have a bunch of them in our, on our team right now. So, I think that our defense is going to do better against their offense than their defense is going to do against our offense.
I think it's interesting coming from you about that perspective of the flooding and everything that's going on down there, because the three of us can sit around and opine and go, oh, it's going to be tough, and players are like, we just get through it. But you're actually speaking from a player's perspective, like this is something legit that they have to deal with, and you're right about the human thing. It's why I'm not against the sabermetricians and everything like that, but there's got to be that human side as well. This is the perfect week to have a coach that understands the human side of everybody.
Oh, yeah, and then giving guys enough air and enough space to go handle those things. I mean, you want to bring everybody in at 7 a.m. and, man, just football, football, football. But if you don't give them enough space to handle their off-the-field business, it's going to leak into your football. And then when guys don't run the right routes and miss – a line and have mental errors, it's because they are human and they might be focused on things that are at this point in time in their life bigger than football.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like family is bigger than football.
Right.
Faith is bigger than football. Football is something you do, is not who you are. It's just something you do. And I think that aspect gets left because these guys for years and years have been such alphas and been able to, you know, focus on the field, but what happens between the lines stays between the lines. Yeah, up until a certain point.
And I had to take off on Wednesday after our town hall meeting to run home to try and fix part of my fence because a neighbor's dog had busted through. And that just like, I was supposed to go.
Johnson County problems, bro.
No. My point is this, though, is that I ran home. I was supposed to run a couple errands beforehand. I forgot some things, but I just wanted to try and help this out because I got a wife and I got two kids at home. And I don't want their dog coming through the yard and all that. I can't imagine you're trying to plan for something like a football game. And maybe good part of your house didn't even make it this week, or maybe maybe your house stayed, but your neighbor's is wrecked, and you're trying to help them out, or trying to be human.
In-laws' house, and then you got your wife screaming, "We got to get this taken care of."
Right. And most of the Bucs players, they've been in Miami practice, so they're not even there to see it firsthand. Yeah. You're getting phone calls, you're getting texts, you're getting updates on all this stuff you got to take care of.
And then, as a married man, I think you guys can all like. You get a message from your spouse, and you're like, "There's nothing I can do. I am not there."
Right.
You know, and whether it's quickly run downtown and handle something, or being out of town, being completely out of town. Yeah, like how do you get yourself ready for that?
Nivens,
yes,
get a little self promotion here. Where can people find you?
Well, I do Afternoon Drive on 98.9 The Rock, at Nivens on Twitter, Nivens page on Facebook. And then, as I told you guys earlier this week, tomorrow morning at Berkeley Riverfront Park, I've got the Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk. Kicks off about 10 a.m. And then the walk itself will happen about 11:30, 11:45. And then they have face painting and food trucks and things like that. So if you can make it out, great. If not, any sort of sharing of it or donation would be greatly appreciated. Rock the Walk, Odyssey KC is our team name. So
cool. All right, and Sean Barber, of course, Players Only show on Thursday night. Love it. Love when you and Danan spar off. always entertaining Thursday nights.
Yeah, I wonder why me and Danan going head to head doesn't make any of the social medias like that. That's worse than EB and Patrick.
That's right. Well, all right, we'll get a camera in here next week. We'll make sure that happens.
When the radio cuts off, it gets. we gotta be putting our separate corners because Perfect. We get to going at it. So,
gentlemen, Love thanks it. For coming in today.
Thank you.
That is our roundtable brought to you by Kansas Lottery. NFL picks are brought to you by T-Mobile. Whether you're at home or away from your team, T-Mobile keeps you connected to Chiefs Kingdom all season long with the best 5G coverage in the game. This one's a tough pick this week.
The whole league has been tough this year. You're the only one without a strike and survivor, so you're the only one that can walk around.
I don't think I'm the only one.
I'm the only one that matters.
I'm the only one through this week, though, without Sat took Bengals last night.
That's right.
See?
You're four weeks into this thing.
I got
the
Bengals in that game last night. But, I feel like this one's going to be close. I do think the human element, as Sean mentioned, does factor in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that helps the Chiefs because I think the Bucs on defense kind of scare me.
Yeah.
What they can do kind of scare me. And then as much as the Chiefs defense has played great, I've always said I'm going to be the last to slam the door on Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you the creeps, right?
Yes, he does.
Even if it's not going great, all he has to do is showcase that he's still there. So I like 21-17 Chiefs.
I didn't know where I was going to go
lower
this week
scoring.
With this game, and I was thinking a lot about what do I think is going to happen. And then Sean laid out that human element side of things and everything that they've been dealing with, how that really is something that football players have to deal with. It's not just something we create as sports radio hosts. It's legit real life stuff. And so after Sean saying that, I think I'm going to go 35-0 Chiefs.
There you go. Yeah, you're not changing a thing. I love it. Dub?
Chiefs get back on track on the offensive side. It's going to be 31 to 21 Chiefs.
That's going higher scoring than me.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think Tom Brady can score a touchdown.
That's true. It's only got 3 in 3 weeks, which is kind
which
of
is not good.
Kind of amazing. Fesco's biggest fan is one Billy Coons. Each and every week, he takes copious notes on the show and delivers What We Learn, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow.
Hello, this is Billy Coons. This is What We Learned on Fesco in the Morning for this week. On Monday, Bob and Josh recapped a stunning loss for the Kansas City Chiefs at the Indianapolis Colts 2017, in which the special teams were total garbage and cost the Chiefs a win. The drop balls, the Chris Jones taunting Matt Ryan didn't help and helped the Chiefs lose the game. And we learned Legend Bob, he's an expert on the hurricane season in Florida and the weather down there in Tampa Bay where the Chiefs will play on Sunday. And Bob and Josh spoke on the argument before halftime between assistant head coach Eric Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes. And Kansas City Royals insider Josh Frenier joined the show to talk about the 9 left meaningless games for the Kansas City Royals. On Tuesday, Bob, Josh, and B-Dub says the game between the Kansas City Chiefs and Tampa Bay Buccaneers could be moving to Minneapolis after Hurricane Ian will be coming across the southwest part of Florida this week and could hamper the game. Also, Bob and Josh laughed at Brooklyn Nets player Kevin Durant, who I can't stand either when he was in Oklahoma City, saying how he was so good and they wouldn't trade him and that the Nets need him really bad and nobody's as good as he is. On Wednesday, Bob and Josh tried to explain what Chris Jones might have said to Matt Ryan in getting the penalty that really hurt the Chiefs lose a game. And Bob and Josh discussed several NFL ratings for the Kansas City Chiefs for the week, and any one of them has them anywhere between 5 and 6. And Legend Bob, here's a great one. He's an expert on the turkey call and how to gobble to get turkeys to come to you. On Thursday, we learned that Legend Bob and B-Dub are experts also on Casey's and the breakfast pizza that they like to serve the customers to eat. And we learned that New York Yankees Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run last night to tie Roger Maris. Also, Bob and Josh say Philadelphia Eagles head football coach Nick Sirianni's first team conference didn't go well, where he didn't win over the media and the fans, but he's winning over now because they're 3-0. Finally, Trey Winko joined the show to discuss the weekend series between the Chiefs and the Indianapolis Colts and how the Chiefs gave away the game. It's a great week to listen to B-Dub, Iowa Josh, and my hero, and Iowa Josh's hero, and everybody else's hero, Legend Bob. Talk to you later.
It's a good one. Billy's been
Billy,
off all week.
Everybody knows Trey Wingo. Come on.
Billy's been off all week, so he's had the opportunity.
He's listening
to
on vacation.
Yeah, he's on vacation. Oh, wow. He's fishing, catching catfish, and doing
still
the whole
listening
thing
to the show and taking notes. There
That's
you go.
Right.
There
so I hope go. He enjoyed his vacation. Go back to work next week, I believe, for Billy. So congratulations to him.
Hmm. You're an expert on turkey calls.
Turkey calls. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah. I was telling somebody yesterday, I said,
I'll be on the main stage gobbling tomorrow.
I felt like we did a lot of fun stuff on the show this week, and we had serious discussions as well, too, and delved into some deep things. And only thing everybody's going to remember is the turkey gobble.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's all anybody's going to remember.
Which is really funny, because we were talking about TV shows yesterday that were not good or whatever. And my friend Vip, Vip from Chicago, he lists like 4 shows he loved as a kid. I'm like, all of those shows stink. And his response was, and I'm listening to a show doing turkey calls.
Yes. Wow. He used it as an insult.
I was like, damn.
Oh, I think that's a compliment. Kind of.
All right. He was like comparing us to, what was that stupid show with the robot? Sweet Child of Mine or something. What was that? Nothings?
I know the one with the robot.
Small Wonder.
Small Wonder. That's it.
He liked Small Wonder and Silver Spoons. I'm like, those shows were awful.
They were bad. They didn't stand the test of time. They were good in their day. Good in their day. If you missed any of the show this week, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. As Bob mentioned, he's going to be out at the Royal on Saturday.
Tomorrow on the main stage at 2:30, we're going to be doing turkey calls and turkey gobbling with turkey smoke. So come out and say hi and see us. Kenneth Mantell from Facebook, my friend, is coming into town from Chicago for this one. He'll be there.
Big day. And then we'll be on the air a Sunday.
Even 4 bigger
o'clock
day.
On 106.5 The Wolf. Chiefs and Bucks, 7:20 kickoff on 106.5 The Wolf from Tampa. I keep telling myself that.
Yeah, and when will we see you on Monday morning? Set the over-under when you walk in.
I think I'll be here on time, but it'll be
close.
It is going to be close.
All right.
It's going to be like straight. There will be no going home. And
I didn't think you would be. So you think you'll start the show on time?
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
All right.
We'll see.
Let's see. I'm taking the over. I'm saying 6:25, 6:30.
Okay. No, I think I'll be here by 5:15. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Early.
Wow.
Look at you.
Right. Still in sideline gear.
I don't know. Yeah.
If you need anything from Casey's, let B-Dub know. He's on first name basis with the dudes down there.
Yeah, feel free
now
to bring Casey's along with you. That'll do it for us. Cody and Golder next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.